Blog Talk Radio. on and turn the TV on, and everything I see is everything that's wrong. And I'm like, man, turn that off. Got enough to worry about without thinking about this. Now my Twitter's blowing up cause I fucked my mind online. Got no time for this. Reality is chasing me. My life is like a list. Wake up, get up, get up. Hustle, hustle, speed up, speed up. I start my day, take time to pray. No time to get to my haters. Wait, did I just say haters? Now wasting no bars on you. So much potential inside of me, and I'm taking my opportunity. Day, I will walk in my power. Today will be my finest hour. No more coulda, shoulda, woulda. No more coulda, shoulda, woulda. I live for me, can't live for you. I have a dream, I have a dream, and I do believe this is the last time I let you play with my mind. Now I know better. Now my phone's blowing up cause I spoke my mind last night. Got no time for this. Is my heart still beating? Is my heart still beating? I'm over you, I'm over you.
Nobody answering that.
Wake up, get up, get up. Hustle, hustle, speed up, speed up. I start my day, take time to pray. No time to give to what's his name. Wait, did I just say what's his name? Now wasting my time on him. I know my king is out there for me, so I'll take my opportunity today. Woke up this morning, I pick up my phone and see this crazy thing that's out here going on. And I'm like,
hold up, they talking about me.
Got enough to worry about without thinking about this. I've been black girl magic, 20 years I've been at it. I'm over you, I got nothing to prove.
But maybe you do.
Hollywood, sexist and racist, and still we smile throughout it. You'd be surprised what we deal with, the way we show up. Kill shit. I love my brown skin so much. Been that way before Wakanda. So that's what you thought of love me, and I'll never stop. So today
All right. Can you hear me? Seems like we're maybe having the same problem. It's the same usual suspects. And so it seems, right? Well, here's what we're going to do. It seems like they're trying to undermine our efforts. So I'm going to ask. Oh, wait just a second. Thank you. Dr. Trail, can you read me, brother? So here's how we're going to work this. Seems like they're trying to undermine our efforts, and we don't like anything that's shoddy. They try to make everything shoddy. And sometimes you can't go against the grain. This is Yam Suf, and this is Real Talk for Real People show. Contrary, if you're ready, my brother, unfortunately, so it seems that you're going to carry on without me, because otherwise I can't do a show like this. It's, I don't know what these people always, these games they want to play. But nevertheless, you want to make some commentary, Cartrell? And once you've made your commentary, read us some lovely psalms, and then unfortunately we had to get out of here. Okay? I got to walk way back to the studio. So you guys bear with me, okay? And I'm going to walk back to the studio and turn Cartrell's mic on. And see what his commentary on today's event are for us. Bill Barr, why don't you come home, Bill Bailey, and whatever else is going on, and then read us some nice, lovely psalms, and may the Most High bless all of you, and then we'll get ready to get out of here, okay? Okay, hold tight.
Shalom, shalom, family. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, Brother Yam Suf Ari. May the Most High bless you. Unfortunately, go through these technical difficulties every now and then, and I hope we could get the things worked out. Can you hear me?
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, my brother, I had to walk back from the studio to my phone, which I'm using as a mic. And so I tried to get on with my regular computer in the studio. That didn't connect, so I used an older computer. And I got on through Skype, and basically it's doing basically the same thing. They're trying to undermine the message. But nevertheless, we'll keep it on like we normally do. And you had to take the lead on this and give us some commentary on today's event.
It might sound loud and clear. There's no echo.
What? Well, you know why? I didn't walk several rooms. Hold on. Oh, wait just a minute. I'm thinking about something. I tell you what, since you're going to do like that, player, let me go get the good book, and we'll just keep on doing what we've done. Let me turn the lights on back here in this room. And, yeah, thank you, my brother. Since you said it sounds okay, we're going to do it like this then. Let me get the Torah, and may take me a little running back and forth. So while I'm going, Cartrell, give us some commentary. I will get my glasses in the Torah. We're going to keep it moving, okay?
No problem.
Okay. Thank you, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, brother.
You too. So today is the day they found a way to make this vaccine and distribute it around, and they shooting people up with the vaccine. As far as I'm concerned, we need to be obeying what Yah told us to do. Obey him, and none of the diseases of the nations would harm us. And we have to really put our trust in the Most High. It's a real test to us, because a lot of people are going to be in fear, because there's a lot of fear mongering in regards to this virus, and people don't know exactly what to do. But we've been test dummies for a long time for these people. And they will convince us that we need this vaccine. But if you trust in Yah, follow his ways, he says he will guide our steps. And the book of Proverbs lets us know that we're not supposed to lean upon our own understanding. Don't put our trust in man or the son of man in whom there is no help. So it's a big campaign to get these vaccines in your arm, but I would be cautious about it. They have no idea of the long-term effects of this vaccine. When they ask questions like, how long does it last? They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
And why would you take anything, Cartrell, if you don't know the full details about something?
Right.
Okay.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
They're showing healthcare workers and various people taking it. But how you know they're shooting water in their body?
That's what I'm saying. How I know they ain't shooting sugar water? You know, I ain't buying none of that, okay? All right, y'all ready to get busy, Cartrell? Thank you, brother, for holding holding the line till I got back. Okay? I turned to 37 of the book of Shemot. I think if I'm pronouncing this correctly, contrary to the next book we're going to be getting to after Tuesday is Vayikra. Vayikra.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. Good enough. Maybe you got a better pronunciation. You got that New York thing going. I got that Southern flame going, so maybe you can say
it. It ain't about the accent, bro. It's about the pronunciation.
Look here, Katria. I understand. Vayikra. Okay? Vayikra.
It's three syllables. Why? You can say why.
No, I'm not saying why nothing.
Vayikra.
Vayikra. Vayikra. But right now, y'all, we're going to work on it. We got today and tomorrow. Thank you, Cartrell. We got day and tomorrow to work on. Look here, Cartrell and I can work out presenting this show to you tonight, thanks to the Most High. We can work out my correct pronunciation.
Vayikra.
Vayikra. Vayikra. Vayikra. Sound like a... Sound like a Russian or something. Okay, Katrina.
Yeah, where you think they got their language from?
No, we don't want no parts of those fellas.
Okay.
Turn to chapter 37 of the book of Shemot. And may the Most High bless you by the study and the application of his word.
Well, at least you got a plan B.
Yeah, well, we always come through, don't we, Katrina? We always come through. Praise God. Bezalel made the ark of Achaia wood, 2.5 cubits long and 1/2 cubit wide, 1.5 cubits. He overlaid it with pure gold, inside and out, a gold molding. You know about molding, ground your wall and the bottom and the top, like that kind of molding. He overlaid it, pure gold, inside and out, and he made a gold molding for it round about. He cast 4 gold rings for it, for its 4 feet, 2 rings on one of his sides and 2 rings on the other. He made poles of Achaia wood, overlaid them with gold. He inserted the poles into the rings on the side of the ark for carrying the ark. He made a cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide. He made 2 cherubims of gold. He made them of hammered wood at the 2 ends of the cover. 1 cherub at 1 end and the other cherub at the other end. He made the cherubims of 1 piece with the cover at his 2 ends. The cherubim had their wings spread out above, shielding the cover with their wings. They faced each other. The faces of the cherubims were turned toward the cover. He made the table of Achaia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. He overlaid it with pure gold and made a gold molding around it. He made a rim a hand's breadth around it and made a gold molding for its rim round about. He cast 4 gold rings for it and attached the rings to the 4 corners at its 4 legs. The rings were next to the rim as a holder for the poles to carry the table. He made the poles of Achaia wood. I mean, 1 specific wood. Nothing, no oak wood, no pine wood, no red wood, Achaia wood, for the carrying of the table, and overlaid them with gold. The utensils were
a lot of gold
to be upon the table. What's that, Cartrell?
That's a lot of gold. With the wood.
Man, I'm getting tired of talking about gold.
Yeah,
I'm getting tired of talking about gold and Achaia wood. Yeah.
But, you know, do you know that a college tried to duplicate this same Ark of the Covenant?
What happened?
It blew up. Or it generated some electricity where they had to break it up. They were scared of it.
I'm not surprised. You're messing with something you ain't got no business to be messing with. Okay? See,
and
that's what they get.
This is the famous artifact that they say is the world's greatest artifact, the Ark of the Covenant. They made a movie
right.
about it, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost
Ark. Looking for this Ark of the Covenant that Bezalel made.
Exactly. And then Bezalel made bowls, ladles, and jars with which to offer libations. He made a pure gold, all these things, bowls, ladles, jugs, and jars. He made the lampstand of pure gold, no additives. He made the lampstand, his base, and his shaft of hammered work, his cups, his calyps, and petals were one piece with it. Six branches issued from his sides, three branches from the one side of the lampstand, and three branches from the other side of the lampstand. There were three cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals on one branch. There were three cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with calyx and petals on the next branch. So for all branches issuing from the lampstand, on that lampstand itself were four cups shaped like almond blossoms, each with a calyx and petals. A calyx of one piece with it on the a pair of branches, and a calyx of one piece with it under the second pair of branches, and a calyx, one piece with it, under the last pair of branches, so that all six branches issuing from it. The calyces and their stems were of one piece, whole, the whole of it, a single hammered piece of pure gold. He made its seven lamps, its tongs, its fire pans of pure gold. He made it and all his furnishing out of a talent of pure gold. He made the incense altar of acacia wood, a cubit long and a cubit wide, square, 2 cubits high. His horns were of one piece with it. He overlaid it with pure gold. His top, his sides round about. In his horns, he made a gold molding for it round about. He made 2 gold rings for it under his molding on his 2 walls on opposite sides as holders for the poles with which to carry it. He made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. He prepared the sacred anointing oil and the pure aromatic incense, expertly blended. Contrary, any commentary on that, my brother?
He made what? Read that
he
last
made.
Part.
Okay, let me go back. Okay. He prepared the sacred anointing oil.
The what?
He made sacred, not no any kind of, not no olive oil, not no chicken liver oil. The sacred anointing oil, according
to
those specifications. Remember,
right.
we read back in previous chapters about the specifications, and they had to be in the aromatic incense, and they had to be blended according to specifications that Mose had submitted to them.
So this is the Christ oil or the Mashiach oil, because it's the oil that you anoint kings and priests with.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Christ oil or the Mashiach oil.
But now, Mary didn't have that kind of oil. I don't think Mary, that woman, was an expert vendor in anointing oil. I'm pretty sure she probably has some olive oil around about the place. But that is not the anointing oil that the Most High is referring to. I don't know what kind of oil they put on his feet. But we didn't put this oil on us. It only went on the heads of the king to determine who was the king, to anoint the king, sprinkled on the vestments of the high priest and priest.
And what happened after that happened?
Then you couldn't touch him. You can't touch this.
They became holy.
And you could. He became holy, just like the king. And so,
that's
for her to be put,
David would not kill King Saul. What do you say? I'm not gonna.
He
kill
said,
him.
"You're anointed."
That's right.
I ain't got the right to put my hand on your anointed.
Mm.
And let me tell you something, Cartrell. I ain't read nowhere about putting nothing on nobody's feet to anoint someone, okay?
Me neither.
See, that's why they got the game twisted. See, when you listen to your enemy. See, Cartrell, Jerry told me, and I shared it with the nation, that it was a fellow that we had both went to school. He is now a homosexual. And he told Jerry that Yom Suf is crazy. And I responded by telling Jerry, I said, Jerry, it doesn't matter what folks say about Yom Suf Arif. The bottom line, it doesn't mean anything. The only thing that matters to me was said about Yom Suf, what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov said about it. As far as people are concerned, and I said, consider the source. I have some ideas about the source. I mean, you're doing sexual activities that I find may be despicable. Yet you have the audacity to call Yom Suf crazy. Well, I guess I'm going to stay crazy then. I mean, if I got to get down with that kind of activity, and he's a Christian, from what I was told, a Christian, and he had the nerve to talk about Yom Suf being crazy. I think his sexual activities are quite crazy, truth be told, Kadria.
And Most High calls his activities an abomination. And you know
what
God does abominations, right?
That's what I'm saying. You better. I tell him this. If any message I would relay back to the brother would be this. You need to get yourself together, brother. Get yourself together. Something I got to say to the brother.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have some ideas. What is that, Cartrell?
I refer him to Genesis, the book
of
Genesis.
Yeah.
By the prophet Moses, who told us.
Yeah.
That activity is an abomination, and the Most High sent two, what you call them, headbangers? Just two.
Yeah, two head. Yeah.
So that brother better be looking over his shoulder, even if he do. Ain't nothing he could do.
Yeah, Cartrell, Jerry, I would tell that brother, Yom Suf said, go to Genesis, get rid of his activities. And they're frowned upon by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And so, I said this in the spirit of love and in the spirit of mercy. And I would suggest to him to get himself together instead of trying to psychoanalyze Yom Suf. Okay?
I'll tell you this.
Go ahead, Kadri.
We can see that our ancient fathers didn't waste their time while they were in captivity. Because everything that the Most High specified for them to do, guess what?
They had the skills.
They did it.
Yeah.
They did it right there on the spot. You're talking about making a lamp of one piece of work of gold with seven stems.
Yeah, and a talent of gold is a lot of gold, my brother.
Come on, man. Come on. Them brothers in the world has skills.
I mean, he's having this thing out of solid. He having the thing out of solid. Solid piece of gold. How much skills did that take, brothers and sisters, fellow students? Takes a whole lot of heck of a skills, now doesn't it?
Do you know what a cherubim looks like? They had to make cherubims of gold.
Yeah, solid, pure.
Yeah, with wings facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Yeah, we.
And I'm pretty sure.
It gets boring because he's talking about the talents and the table and the acacia wood and overlay with gold and the poles and the rings. but they didn't have no Home Depot.
No, they didn't have the blueprint. They just had the words in there. This man had to do things according to what the Most High specified. But as Cartier indicated, obviously they knew what a cherubim looked like in order for him to make one. That's for certain. Obviously. Well, Cartrell and fellow students, that was a good study session, don't you think? Let's go on to the next one, okay? Turn it to chapter 38. Hey, Cartrell, it sounds pretty good back here with the mic, don't it?
It sounds excellent. It sounds better than in the studio.
Hey, stop it, Cartrell, stop it. Chapter 38. Okay, thank you, brother. Well, may the Most High bless you by the reading, study, and most importantly, my brothers and sisters, the application of this word in your life. Doesn't matter about what anybody else says, but it matters about everything what the Most High says. Let's go. He made the altar.
Pay attention to what they're making. It's not like they're handed to them. They have to make this stuff from scratch.
Exactly. Pay attention. He made the altar for burning offering of Achaia wood. He made 5 cubits long, that altar for burning. 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, square. It was total square, uniform square, and 3 cubits high. He made horns for it on each corner, on the 4 corners. Horns being of one piece with it. He overlaid it with copper. He made all the utensils of the altar, the pails, the scrapers, the basins, the flesh hooks, and the 5 pans. He made all of these utensils of copper. He made for the altar a grating, just like, you know, on your fire, just like on your grating on your grater for your, you're cooking some meat outside, you have grating. So they had gratings on these things as holders for the poles. He made the poles of Achaia wood and overlaid them with copper. He intersected the poles into the ringers on the side of the altar to carry it by them. He made it hollow of boards. He made the laver where they washed of copper, a stand of copper for the mirrors. From the mirrors of the women's mirrors were of copper. He performed tasks.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The women had what?
Copper mirrors.
So fancy right. Don't even change back in them times, right?
No, these women still looking at these mirrors, brother.
They had to look good. They had to have these mirrors, but they had to give them up for the.
I ain't mad at them. Some of them need to stay in the mirror. Hey, I'm sorry, sister. I ain't mean, but some of you really need to stay in the mirror. For the mirror right. of the women who performed tasks
what,
at the
what was
entrance,
they overlaying this stuff with?
Of copper.
And what does copper do?
Copper is a conductive. It conducts.
Oh, yeah.
It's a conductive metal material. It is a conductor.
What kind of conductor? What's it conduct?
Electricity.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Get an A+ for science, bro.
Exactly. Yom Suf ain't that stupid. I may not be that bright, but I ain't that stupid. From the mirrors of the women who performed tasks at the entrance of the tent of the tabernacle, he made the enclosure. On the south side, 100 cubits of hanging of fine twisted linens for the enclosure, with their 20 posts. And at 20 sockets of copper, the hooks and the bands of the post being silver. On the north side, 100 cubits with their 20 poles and their 20 sockets of copper, the hooks and bands of the post being silver. On the west side, 50 cubits of hangings with their 10 poles and their 10 sockets, the hooks and bands of the post being silver. Man, that was a beautiful place, Cartrell. In my mind's eye.
They're talking about the outside tent, right?
When you look at the tabernacle.
Man, bro, that was beautiful country.
I'm telling you. They had skills. They made it all by hand. By hand.
And then by hand. And the front side to the east, 50 cubits. 15 cubits of hanging on the one flank with their three poles and their three sockets, and 15 cubits of hanging on the other flank. That's going into the tent on each side of the gate of the enclosure with their three posts and their three sockets. All the hangings around the enclosure were of fine linen. The sockets for the posts were of copper. The hooks and bands of the posts were of silver. The overlay of their tops were of silver. Even the tops of the pole were of silver. All the posts of the enclosure were banded with silver. The screen of the gate for the enclosure, done in embroidery, was of blue, purple, and crimson yarns and fine twisted linen. It was 20 cubits long. Its height or width was 5 cubits with that of the hanging of the enclosure. The posts were 4. Their four sockets were of copper, their hooks of silver, and the overlay of their tops were of silver, as were also their bands. All the pegs of the tabernacle and the enclosure round about were of silver, a conductor. Man, that was smart. The pegs that held it down, all the pegs of the tabernacle round that fence, where you pegged it down, were of copper. These were the records of the tabernacle of the ark, which were drawn up at Moses' bidding, the work of the Levites under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. Now Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Ur, of the tribe of Judah, had made all that the Elohim had commanded Moses. At his side was Oholiab, son of Ahishmaac, of the tribe of Dan, carver and designer. That guy was bad. He was a carver and a designer, an embroiderer in purple, blue, purple, and the crimson yarns and fine linen. And he gave good directions, too, for those working under him, both of them. All the gold that were used for the work and the work of the sanctuary, the elevation offering of gold came to 29 talents and 730 shekels by the sanctuary's weight. The silver of those of the community who were recorded came to 100 talents and 175 shekels by the sanctuary's weight, and a half shekel head, half shekel by the sanctuary work for each who was entered into the records from the age of 20 years old up 603,550 men. That ain't counting the women. That's just the men.
That's 20 years old and up.
I mean, just the 20-year-old and up. There was a whole lot of us, brother. I mean.
So by the time we get to numbers, we'll see where these numbers take place and the significance of them. But
exactly.
They know that each man had to bring up a certain amount of silver and a certain amount of gold.
Well, it don't seem like they was asking for food stamp and begging the government for nothing, would it? Seemed like they already had something.
Well,
the 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets for the curtains. 100 sockets to the 100 talents. A talent, a socket. Man, that was a lot of silver. And 175 shekels to he made hooks for the post, overlay for their tops and bands around them. The copper for the elevation offering came to 70 talents, 240,000 shekels. Of it he made the sockets for the entrance of the tent of the tabernacle, the copper altar, the copper grating, all the utensils of the altar, the sockets of the enclosure round about, and the sockets of the gate of the enclosure, and all the pegs
of the tabernacle and all the pegs of the enclosure round about were made of copper, a conductor. That was deep. Contrary, a beautiful place and deep, that conductor copper. What's your commentary, my brother?
Now you know why archaeologists go after this stuff, the silver and the gold and the brass and copper. A lot of this stuff is in the Vatican, but they cannot find the Ark of the Covenant, which is intentional by Yah, because you don't want to play with that thing.
Well, it wouldn't do them any good anyway, Joshua.
Oh, no,
would it?
It wouldn't. Not at all.
It's going to cause your whole world of trouble, so it's best to leave. What is, we said, Kajira, best to let sleeping dogs lie. And I'm not saying Yah's a dog, but anything that's in that's relative to him. Things that are relative to him is nothing to play with. So I would suggest to them to let sleeping matters lie, okay? Kajira, what's your commentary, my brother and friend?
One thing that we can see is that when they came out of Egypt, they left with a lot of substance, didn't they? Silver and gold and brass and
copper.
And everybody had something when he called for men 20 years old and up. Everybody has something to bring, which means that they were willing and they were sharing with each other. So much so, they had to tell them to stop bringing stuff, right?
Right. They didn't have no problem with sharing, unlike us. On the portion of the contrary, we've launched that art of sharing. And but they weren't like our forefathers. They didn't mind sharing. As you said, Cartier, you find that alluded to. They had to make them stop. Hey, we don't need no more. Stop it. Stop it.
But they understood they was a nation and one people. Here we are living amongst, you know, a conglomerate. And what they call it, the melting pot. Everybody and their mama from around the world live here. So we can't get no continuity as one people looking out for each other like they did.
Well, we buy into the lie, Contrail. When you buy into the lie, you think it works for you, but it simply works on you. So, unfortunately, people have bought the lie, hook, line, and sinker. Think they're included. They're only deluding themselves, truth be told.
And the Native Americans try to warn us, didn't they? They say, you're seeing this people walk tongue. We keep trying to make it different.
Well, we don't listen to nobody but our enemies. We don't listen to our friends.
That's crazy.
We didn't listen to our enemies. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. They knew very well what they were talking about.
Broken treaties, broken promises. And if you lean on that broken stuff, you wind up being a broken people.
You ain't lying, my brother. Broken people. I'm going to play that song today if I can find it. Cadre, my brother and friend. Well, thank you. Thank you, Cadre. And thank you, Avia. Dear Avia, thank you for keeping me informed as to the status of the show. And Cadre, thank you too, brother. That I wouldn't own. I thought I was on, but I wasn't. And Ben with me to keep me going. Yeah, thank you. So, Cadre, we're going to wait on you to find, well, I already know you know what psalm it is that you're going to read to us. And so we're going to be all ears, and we're going to listen, my brother. Thank you, Cartrell. May the Most High bless you.
Most High bless you as well. May the Most High bless the reading of his words in Psalms 104. It doesn't say who the author of this psalm is, but it's very much in line with the prayers and the thoughts of our King David, who sought Yah's direction, who sought Yah's guidance in everything that he did in his life. And we got to do the same thing so that we can preserve our souls. It says, bless Yah, O my soul. O Yah, my Elohim, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as a garment, who stretches out the heaven like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, makes the clouds his chariot, who walks upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits his ministers a flaming fire. So we know that Yah created the angels and the ministering fires, the flaming fire, the fire purification that's coming for judgment in the earth, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. So, yeah, they got nuclear bombs, nuclear weapons. They're talking about nuclear World War III, and they think that that would destroy the planet. But the Most High promises, the one who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should never, ever be removed. Thou cover it as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. So, you know, those waters have to be deep in order to cover mountains. And we know that waters cover most of the earth, and that's amazing. 75% of the earth's surface is water. How does it stay intact and doesn't overwhelm the land? At thy rebuke they fled. At thy voice, the voice of thy thunder, they haste away. Talking about the waters. Yah commands the waters to go where he wants them to go. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. So, yeah, the waters could easily cover the whole earth. 75% of the earth is water. We're stopping it from overwhelming the land. It's Yah's command. He set bounds that they may not pass over. So even the waters are more obedient than we are. He sends the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. Most High's ecosystem makes sure that every living being that he created stays alive or lives out their lifespan, the life that he's given them, by providing them with air, water, and food. He says, he sends the springs into the valley which runs into the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watered the hills from his chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He caused the grass to grow for thy cattle and herbs for the service of man. But they want to make marijuana illegal. They may bring for food out of the earth, which is why there's so many sicknesses and diseases, because they destroy the herbs by cutting down the rainforest and not allowing the earth to rest at least every 7 years, like the Most High commands the nation of Israel to do. Let the earth rest every 7 years. It's called the 70-ish Sabbath. So the Most High causes the grass to grow for the cattle and for the wild beasts. He said herbs are for the service of man. There's a purpose for every green herb that Yah has created, and it's for the service of man, not for the abuse of man or for the destruction of man, but for the service of man. We could turn anything into something that's destructive by not being obedient to Yah. It says that he may bring forth food out of the earth and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthen a man's heart. Now that verse is very important, because number one, when I was young in Christianity, they said it was a sin to drink wine, if I'm not mistaken. But here we're seeing that the Most High made wine for what? To make the heart of a man glad. And then it says oil to do what? Make his face shine. We know that when we put oil on our face do shine. If you don't put oil in your face can be ashy, right?
I oil my face every morning. I use coconut butter.
And Europeans just started getting around to putting oil on their face. They didn't like that greasy kid stuff. But oil is something that our ancient fathers put on their face to make their face shine, right?
Exactly.
That don't sound like European people to me. They don't put oil on their face to make their face shine.
No.
So clues, hints, hint. It says, and bread,
yep,
which strengthens a man's heart. The tree of Yah, the trees of Yah, are full of sap. The seed is the Lebanon, which he had planted. So we take the trees for granted. What does the tree provide us with?
Many things. Air, oxygen.
Air. Right.
Firewood.
Right.
Food.
Right.
Housing.
Right.
In some cases, you can make clothes out of them. The hemp.
Yep.
The hemp for the weed, you can make clothing.
And medicine.
Medicine, a whole lot of things.
From trees, right?
Trees can make a whole lot of things.
Yeah. Everything from trees.
Exactly.
Okay. Where the birds make their nests, even animals use trees for their dwelling and for the stalk. The fir trees are for her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goat, and the rocks for the cones. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth it's going down. Amazing. We take the sun and the moon for granted, right? But what is the moon? The moon is a rock.
Yeah.
Can't tell you, no. The moon is a rock. How many rocks reflect light?
Exactly.
Rocks don't reflect light, do they?
Nope.
So they tell you that the moon is reflecting the sunlight, but I don't think so, because rocks don't reflect light or go through phases like the moon does. Most I said the sun knows its path is going down. Yeah, because y'all set it on a course that it doesn't veer from, right? Otherwise, we'd all be in trouble. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. So how do beasts in the forest creep forth in a pitch black at night? They got special eyes, don't they? Meant for that. I think they got reflectors in the back of their eye that the moonlight helps them see better than human beings. That's crazy. That their eyes is even more complicated than ours.
Exactly.
It says the young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from Elohim. Oh, we didn't know lions got their meat from the Most High. Who provides lions meat? Oh, yeah, he creates multiple of deers, multiple of wildebeests, multiples of bulls, and so, you know, they're not easy to catch, right?
No.
But they're there for the lions to catch, ain't it?
Yeah.
It says the sun arises. They gather themselves together. They lay down in their dens. Why? Because they don't hunt in the heat. Man goes forth unto his work, whether it's sunny or dark, and to his labor until the evening. That's how cycle's supposed to go. Oh, yeah, how many fold are thy works? In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is the great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable. They're still discovering new species of animals today in the oceans, right? Innumerable.
Exactly.
Both small and great beasts. There you go, the ship. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. So they talk about sea monsters, and people don't believe them. But I'm sure some of these people that have been at sea have seen this Leviathan. These wait upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. So every living creature on earth is fed every day, right? Otherwise, they would starve to death. And the cycle that Yah has put into life, into this earth, causes every living creature to be fed daily. It says that thou mayest give them. They gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust. So when Yah hides his face from any living thing, guess what? They're in trouble. And the Most High has turned his face on his people. He's turned his back on his people. He's turned his back on mankind, which is why there's so much chaos and confusion and trouble in the earth right now. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Only Yah could do it after the destruction that man has put upon it. And mankind's not even trying to fix what he's done. Only Yah could send forth his spirit and renew the face of the earth. The glory of Yah shall endure forever. Yah shall rejoice in his works. So we're messing up Yah's work in the destruction of the planet, because everything is in sweet harmony. And everything is in sweet harmony but man. We've taken everything out of harmony. The glory of Yah shall endure forever. So man is limited. We finite. We have a beginning and an end. But Yah and his works endure forever. He looketh on the earth, and it trembles. He touches the hills, and they smoke. So we wonder where all these fires is coming up out west. All Yah is doing is touching the earth and the hills, setting them on fire. I will sing unto Yah as long as I live. I will sing praises unto my Elohim while I have my being. And that's what we all should be doing, because that's where we get our bread and our life from, the breath we breathe, the water we drink, the bread we eat. Sing praises to Yah, give thanks. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in Yah. And every day you should be meditating on Yah. And when you do that, trust me, you have peace of mind. Troubles go right out the window. And you have stress. And all that stuff causes you stress causes disease in your body. So your meditation of Yah should be sweet. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, which is going to happen. And let the wicked be no more, which is going to happen. Bless thou, Yah, O my soul. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
So hallelujah.
We should memorize and recite and meditate on, like I said, meditate on Yah, and your meditations will be sweet.
Amen, Kadria. Well, Kadria, what's your closing remarks, my brother and friend, before we get ready to get out of here?
I'm just in a meditation mood right now based on this chapter we read, because what we read, I don't take for granted that Yah does sustain life, that he does provide food for the lion. We think the lion is doing it on his own accord, but just like the lion, Yah provides food, air, water. He controls all that. We don't have no control, real control over it. And in the end, the prayer is that sinners, the wicked, be consumed out of the earth so that Yah's work can be really magnified, because that's the only thing that's really holding it up from unleashing its true beauty and potential, the potential that Yah intended before the wicked started inhabiting and destroying things in the earth. So my prayer is that, you know, we live to see this day that sinners are consumed out of the earth and the wicked be no more, and we see Yah get his glory and his praise and the honor that's due unto his name for the works that he's done, the things we take for granted, like the sun and the cycle, the moon and the cycle and the waters and all the things that we take for granted.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My closing remarks is directed toward Jerry, and I'm not going to go into detail. Other than the fact, bro, I saw some things that you had posted on Foodsbook. It's been my understanding and observation, you never let your enemy know what you're thinking, what you're frustrated about. And sometimes people change. Sometimes people don't want to know their past. And so what right do we have to bring other people's past up? Let it go, man. If they don't want to do nothing for you, let it go. It don't matter, because it don't mean nothing. The only person you got to worry about is Yah. And it makes you a bigger person. You got to be the bigger person, bro. You can't get down in the dirt with people. You know, when you said something about the brother saying something about Yom Suf being crazy, I don't have to get in the dirt with my enemies. I don't have to prove nothing to my enemies. And I don't have to respond in kind. If he said Yom Suf crazy, I'm good with it. Because what he says, it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything. And find analysis what people say about you, but what you say about people sometimes matters. So what I'm saying is this, bro. This walk, this way, you got to be an example. You got to be an example, brother. All right. Well, and I say this with much respect. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm not trying to put you down, brother. It's our job, and I want you to feel yourself in the same position, that if you find Yom Suf going off left field, you pull Yom Suf coat because you love it. And just like I'm pulling your coat, brother, because I love you. Ain't no put down. Don't take it the wrong way. Don't get all puffed up. This ain't what this is about. It's about humility. Brothers trying to point you in the right direction. That's what this is about. This way of life is about pointing people in the right direction, not putting people down. And sometimes the past, what it is, the past, let it be. All right. Well, Cottrell, fellow students, I don't know where y'all are going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you. Direct and order your steps so you can stop leaning to your own understanding, because you know why? We are broken people, all of us. Yom Suf too. I want you to know that, Jerry, Yom Suf broken too.
So maybe you'll get the opportunity for it, Yom Sukkot, according to the Most High. And so that's what we do. And that's what you should do. Well, we love y'all. Cartier, thanks a lot, brother, for helping me out. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Abiyah, for helping me out. And most importantly, thank the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov for helping us all out. Well, I got to walk up to the mic, y'all. I got to walk up, play this closing song. But I want y'all to know we love you, Cartier, and I love you. And we hope you love us too, okay? May the Most High bless you. Shalom.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside them, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down. Won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let
Young Logic, the rap addict, giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic, allergic to your bullshit, yeah that's right, I done had it, real all the time, if you rep it, get a cat it right now, it's right here, a vibe right now, I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now, come on, feel the vibe right now, feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe, yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously, this is
we're
me.
We're broken people now. We're broken people now. We're broken.